Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Oh, I'm sure as soon as you saw that ESP, you either thought that I'd gone off the deep end or I've been out in the deep end all along. But keeping in mind that our animals normally dwell in a realm that we consider the realm of extrasensory perception, and also that animals and we are naturally attuned to recognizing and learning sequences and adapting our sequences in response to our animals, and they adapting theirs in response to ours, then the idea of a different form of communication begins to make sense. As with sequential learning, many of us routinely communicate with our animals in a manner that transcends what we normally think of as communication relative to other people. That kind of communication flows naturally out of a relationship in which an awareness of sequences exists. To use a common example, think of how many dogs there are who somehow recognize that we're going to get in the car and go somewhere. While some of us add the verbal, dog exciting, want to go for a ride, most of us also know that the dog was quite aware that something was going on, and that most likely it had something to do with the car, well before we said that. If we pick up our purse and have on our older clothes, that means they're probably going to go with us in the car. On the other hand, if we don't pick up our purse, if we're a woman, that is, then chances are we're going to go and maybe work outside or take the trail up into the woods. They know all this already. Similarly, most animals, and cats seem to be particularly sensitive to this, know when we're going to be going on a trip. All we have to do is take the overnight bag out or suitcases, and they get it. They recognize what that whole sequence means, not only in the here and now, but what that sequence means for the future. When I leave for Bam, it means that someone else will be coming in to feed him. If I'm only going to be gone overnight, it means that he'll be here alone overnight. And he's so attuned to that sequence, I need to be particularly vigilant about when he goes out to make sure that he's back in the house safely before I leave. Other times, there's that silent communication that occurs when we're grooming the animals, when we're not even aware of it. Part of our minds might be 100 miles away, and I imagine animals who enjoy grooming, part of their minds are miles away too, thinking calm and relaxing thoughts, or maybe about what they intend to do when the grooming is done. But somewhere in the process of grooming the animal, we get this feeling of connection, a connection like no other. It's a shame that so few people groom their own animals anymore, because it is one of the most intimate forms of communication with an animal that I can think of, and one that also benefits that animal in terms of body, as well as mind and spirit. This form of nonverbal, extrasensory communication is so important, and it's so integral to a relationship with another animal that you wonder why it even bears mention. I think it bears mention particularly for those of us who have dogs because we get so hung up in training that come, sit, stay, down. Sometimes we're so busy giving commands and talking to the dog, and this is true of cats and other animals too. We get so caught up in the sounds of our own voices, it's impossible to be sensitized to these other more primitive and beautiful forms of communication. So this holiday season, I give you the gift of extrasensory interspecies communication. take some time and just shut up, be silent, and pay attention. You might be amazed at how much your animal has been trying to communicate with you that you've missed because of all the interference caused by the sound of your own voice. Have a magical holiday season filled with the joy of excitement, but also the joy of peace and quiet.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.